operation with POTA here and there. And I was just looking here, too, because I was wondering why, I'm still not really too certain why it is. I'd like to ask them a respectful question, but I was looking at why they don't have, like, for example, the perks, you know, whether it's, you know, East or Stony or such, as being eligible for a POTA perk. And I think they did mention it was, I forgot how they exactly worded it, but it was, I think those parks would fall under that designation. I think how they worded it, like a co-op program or something. So, so I kind of get now why they don't allow it, but I'm kind of uncertain why, what the reasoning is. So I'd like to ask, you know, respectfully, what the reasoning is, just so I can learn a little bit why they don't allow for POTA. Not to complain or anything like that, but just learn a little. So, yeah, I've got some POTA contacts in my logbook, but I guess about 18 to one of the fields in my logbook, so that way I can make it specific for the POTA if you enter them into this field, you can then filter them if you want at some later point in time. So, figured I better start on that right now before that tax gets to be monumental. I've got 6,000 contacts that I would then need to update. So, be a little bit ahead of the game there. But yeah, that'd be kind of nice, though. It's a nice thing that they've done. It's very simple for just about everybody to be able to participate in year-round all over the nation. So, I'm very enthused that they came up with the POTA program. I know they got some others, like SOTA, which is a little bit harder here in Michigan, because I think there's only three different locations here in Michigan that qualify for SOTA.